crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on the screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 2.5 hundred years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're live here worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Networks and Studio B on your radio, over the internet, even on your phone if you got those unlimited minutes. Stick it in the cradle, plug us in, listen to us, take us with us, take us with you wherever you go. We're Solutions Radio, not Bullhorn Radio. We're sitting here trying to figure out these things, even the light of something that's happened, like right what has happened right here in Colorado, and we'll talk about that issue. Everybody comes and they say, what do we do about this? Well, the simple solution, of course, in this case is everybody should be armed. In a polite society, everyone is. We'll talk about some of the details and get caught up on it. Not much has happened over the weekend. Not much has changed, but we're going to clarify some things and make sure that you're in a place of understanding where the rest of us are right now and where we may remain for a long time, depending on how long it takes to work this stuff out with the trial and everything that presumably will follow after this whole tragic incident right here in Aurora, Colorado. So we know things are bad, and people ask, what do you do about it? So we try to find somehow, some way, what it is we do about it. Warn people about the misinformation, the disinformation, the idea that a whole entire city like a New York or Chicago could actually ban weapons and the ability of someone to defend themselves is just a silly notion, and that's all part of everything that we do here without question, because that's part of being prepared and ready for your own survival and to defend yourself and defend those around you. That is your duty. That for 3,000 years or so, we've understood that it is your duty in a polite society to your fellow man to defend them and not allow something like this in a society to happen at all. Because generally, if everybody's running around thinking that everybody's armed, people are going to be a little less inclined. If you don't believe my word for it, just go out there and find out for yourself. The statistics, the data to prove it are out there. Every single time you find a place where firearms are prevalent, the crime is lower, period. That's all there is to it. That's all you get. And so we're searching for those solutions. That's what we do here. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but then we're going to move on and talk about the things that we need to know about health and nutrition. There's stuff about GMO products in our food, of course, going on in the world right now, and labeling. So we need to talk about that. Economics and money, of course, there's a ton of things going on with the economy. It might be something that might lead someone to do something desperate like this if there seemed to be any kind of motive behind it other than senseless madness. Whatever it takes to get you to reaching out to people or to even reach you, maybe you're not at that stage yet. I like to think all of the people listening in the audience right now all around the world are pretty well enlightened. That's why you're listening to this show, because you're trying to find out some of the truth of what's going on out there, and that includes what's going on right here in Colorado. Whatever it takes to reach people, and it all starts by getting out there, of course, and networking, talking to your neighbor. I use my neighbor's examples all the time. I've never really gotten into a lot of the details about it, but I'm not just picking on my neighbors. My neighbors are an actual thorn in my side, like many neighbors can be to you. And it's not just about their political views. But then again, it kind of is, because that's their worldview. We'll talk some more on Mile High Liberty Radio when we get right back after this.
The Bible recommends recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. It's Monday, July 23rd, 2012, and I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're live here worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Networks. And, of course, we are broadcasting from Colorado, the Front Range, right at the heart of where all of this that happened on Friday, Thursday morning, Thursday late, I guess, or early Friday morning. If you don't know the story yet, we'll reiterate it a little bit. I'm not going to go into a whole bunch about it. We did a bunch about it on Friday, and I want to clarify what was going on, because I talked about it during the show, what was happening, and that was you were witnessing us piecing together a story in real time as it was going. As I was telling you how I woke up in the morning and found out what happened and immediately started doing my research and started talking to friends to find out what was going on and started reaching out to my contacts in different places around the world to see what had transpired in the time that I was asleep. I unplugged from this stuff, people, and I suggest that you do the same, but I unplugged from this stuff. I let it go. When I'm done here, generally, at the end of this show, I'm done, because I've spent the entire day, oftentimes, going through and sifting through the news and finding these stories and creating the links and posting them up there. And as always, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can click on today's date right about the middle of the page. It says under the big heading, "This Week," in blue. In red, you'll see today's date. It's a red link, Monday, July 23rd, and it who's talks about, well, what I've already talked about, long weekend of stories about the Colorado theater shooting, but really nothing has happened over the weekend. Nothing that I saw new has come out. There's been a little bit here. There might be something going on new right now as I'm speaking, in fact, because I believe maybe the mother is doing a press conference right now. It seemed like it was supposed to be about this time when she would do that. And so that may be happening right now, so there may actually be some new information. And, of course, at about 9:30 this morning, he made his first appearance in court. And I'll tell you what, I watched this. I don't know how long the video was. It was 15, 20 minutes or so of him and who we assume is a lawyer, one of his representatives, legal representatives. There was another lawyer that was seated at a table. He was seated in some defendant spot on his own somewhere over off by with this other lady who presumably is a lawyer. And if you haven't seen this yet, I'll tell you what, either he is doped up or he is playing the part real well. He wants everybody to think that that's the only two explanations. Otherwise, this guy is, forgive me for the word, he's retarded. And he's just sitting there barely able to keep drool off of his chin with his eyes wandering around. And there are times I look at the guy's eyes. When I see his eyes, I see somebody who might be faking, who might be playing a role, who might be doing a whole story. And that's one of the things that I want to clear up. You know, last week when we were talking about this, when all of it broke, that's what we were doing. We were going through the story. And the only speculation that was occurring in this particular show is the same speculation that everybody else is doing everywhere else, and that's what were the motives of the shooter. We were looking at it from a historical perspective of classical incidences like this happening all around the world that seem to have a programming tie to them, not just American, not just in American politics. Everything from the Kennedy assassination to John Lennon's assassination to the assassination attempt of Reagan, and just time after time after time after time, these people have very similar, well, of course, they're doing sort of similar things. We can argue about all the psychology about it and all that. I posted some links up there under today's date at MyHighLibertyRadio.com that deal with some of the psychology, and it's information that came out after the last big shooting here, the thing in Arizona with the Jared Lee Loeffner, and it talks about just kind of profiling and assassin profiling and people assuming that these guys all have mental histories or ways that you can spot these guys, and that's just not always true. You find out a lot of times afterwards that they had things in common, like military ties, or either directly or the parents, or ties to places like in Elohim City, or ties to different groups that can be tied back to controlled opposition. One of the things that I wanted to address specifically, and we did last Friday on the show, another one of these fallacies that came up, because that's what we were sitting here doing. We were telling the truth. When people came out and said that he was dressed up like Bane, I said, no, he wasn't. Bane was dressed like this. Bane dresses like that. Bane has a particular reason for dressing the way he does, and we actually have talked about it before this happened, in fact, just in light of the movie itself coming out and the fact that I'm a Batman fan and that the story doesn't mesh up, that it's been altered. It's not anything that they've told before in any comics, anyway. The characters and things like that are, and some of the situations are very, very similar. But ultimately, they said, you know, there's a bunch of people saying, oh, well, he came in dressed like Bane, and so obviously he's living the fantasy of the movie or whatever. He's been programmed by the movie. He didn't come in dressed up like Bane. He came in dressed up in full tactical gear like a police officer, like the guys that you have a picture of me if you are friends with my Michael Storm account as opposed to Mile High Liberty Radio, and you can always friend me. I accept almost anyone as a friend as long as you're not spouting some ridiculous crazy talking about trying to overthrow your government today as opposed to when they come marching down the streets when you should stand up. Well, I don't know. You need to stand up before that. that. Hopefully it's all in control before that. A lot of ideas coming out, and they're all in relation to this. But I want to clear up what we were doing and what we were talking about. When they were talking about Bane dressed, the guy dressed up like Bane, we were saying, no, he wasn't. He was dressed up like a police officer in full tactical gear that I assure you that this guy did not pay $20,000 for. The weapons they used are very typical of police weapons. The 870 shotgun, it's a bottom-loading shotgun, and they're fancy ones that you can look up. Recently were given out to, like, members of the IRS. Those are military. The weapon was a .223 caliber, not an AR-15, but very similar to an M-16. It's a civilian model, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. These things, they didn't cost him $20,000, even the full I'm even giving you, let's say, $500 for miscellaneous, like gas and maybe to pick up a couple other things. $1,000 for the AR for the rifle. That's top dollar price line. I'm looking more like $700. So $1,000. If it was fully decked and like super duper, we're hitting $1,000. All right. $300 for the 870. $500 a piece for the 40s. $2,400 in ammo. I know 6,000 rounds of ammo sounds expensive, but it's not. I guarantee you, just .223 ammo in a simple search on the internet, you can go find it at a price that would put it at less than $2,400 for you to get 6,000 rounds of ammunition. $500 at the most for the highest end tactical vest. They come even cheaper than that. At $500 for magazines and some other things like that, let's say, and another $500 miscellaneous on top of that. $6,200. Oh, where'd he get $20,000 to spend all this money to buy all this equipment and all that? He didn't. He didn't spend $20,000 to buy jack squat. He spent $6,200. Well, he's a broke college kid. Well, he's a PhD candidate for one thing, so he comes from money probably. The house that the mother was pictured calling from, or the address is believed that he came from. Nice home, nice neighborhood. We're not talking about somebody who would have a hard time money, but he's in school. If you've been in school, you know this as well as I do. What's the first thing that happens after you get into school? I know because it happened to me and it's happened to all my friends. You immediately start getting solicitations for credit cards, and you can get $6,200 worth of credit from a credit card company without even trying when you're just freshly starting out like that, because they're trying to get you into the debt trap that we've talked about. So where did he get $6,200 to buy stuff? I'm venturing to guess it was credit cards. It's not that big of a deal. It wasn't $20,000. I'm familiar with the equipment. I bet I could do it for $6,000. That's a terrible thing to say. I could compile. In fact, I guarantee you, I have. In some instances, some of this stuff way less than I've bought bullets before at cheaper prices than at $2,400 for 6,000 rounds for sure. Absolutely, $300 for an 870. That's with a nice barrel. That's a high end. 870 is a very common shotgun. They're very common, very popular. Same with the 40s. What was some of the other stuff? He didn't kick in the door. This is, again, something that we talked about. He didn't kick in the door. He propped it open. He bought a ticket, went in, and this is the reasonable story. Mind you, any of this stuff could change, whatever. I'm talking about what I believe to be truth, and I still think that there's some programming involved here, but I'm going to explain that there's different ways that you can do some program. I'm not going to spend too much more time on this, but I want to make real clear what's going on out here when we're talking about this stuff, particularly us here. I don't necessarily want to or need to or care to defend any other media organization anywhere and their business. What I saw, aside from some ridiculous headlines, and I'm not talking about with there's a huge difference between what I'm doing here as opposed to what the media talking heads are doing big time with the money behind them. You look at a Sean Hannity show, that's a Sean Hannity show. That's not a news show. It's a news and commentary show. Even this is, except that I try to read you the stories directly. And this story that I'm going to read you next is from Denver Anarchist Black Cross. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Be ready. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, we're here talking about solutions today. So far, we've just been talking a little bit about, obviously, what's going on here in Colorado. I'm here in Colorado. There are a lot of people right here in Colorado who are listening to my voice right now who don't necessarily tune into the TV on purpose because they don't want to be programmed. I tell you, when I said I unplugged from this stuff, I unplugged. When I unplugged Friday, I unplugged. That was it. I turned it off. I started to jump onto the website like you can always do, myhighlibertyradio.com, and click on today's date and see the links. You'll notice they're nice and properly hyperlinked today. We'll talk about some of that stuff. There's shooter information in there if you want to delve more into it, any of the aspects that I don't cover, because I'm not really talking about the shooter himself today in so much as I'm talking about the media response and the people's response to the media response. And what is the difference between speculating why a person might do this as opposed to a media hype just to get people to listen to your show or something like that? That's totally misunderstood. That's there are obviously media whores out there that are going to do these types of things. But for the most part, us people out here doing these things, talking about this, us people's media, us journalists, is we are actually out here doing what we know and following our hearts and following the truth. and are not beholden to any sort of notion that we have to curtail what we say or present what we talk about in a light that is friendly to the state or to the state's massive business infrastructure and all, you know, and its communication structure. And we don't have to be nice to these people. We came on here to do what we do best, and that is to tell the truth and talk about things in a real light and expose the fact that, of course, this is a false flag event. No matter how you look at it, this is a false flag event, because regardless of whether he was programmed overtly or covertly, and we'll jump into that for just a little bit and explain what I mean, he has been programmed by this system. There is no separating the television programming from CIA grabbing some guy off the street and taking him into a room and programming him with LSD or some other drug or hypnosis or something like this, or MK Ultra, all of these things that we discussed back on Friday. There is no separation between them, the two of them, because they're all studies on people and how to control and manipulate people. And frankly, they all come from the same places, foundations like the Ford Foundation, stuff like that. Do your history, do your research. I'm covering a lot of ideas right here, because the entire notion of this programmed killer and the programmed killer and these false flag events boils down to control by and through the media and through money and through the banking and all of the things that we always talk about here, overtly or covertly. You know, that's exactly what I said, because you can overtly grab somebody off the street, you know, like the CIA did, and dose them with the LSD and see how they respond and see if they tell the truth and see if you can program them to kill people and do stuff like that. And all these things are documented. Again, you can go out there and find about it. Governments do it all the time. Don't even kid yourself that they don't. They absolutely do it all the time, program these people. Covertly, all of it, everything you see, the schools, the public education system, the television, the mindless morons on what you call the news. I can't even believe that what's actually, when somebody says they talk about the news, when they talk about what the news is reporting and how they hate how that's reported, it's almost invariably one of these moron talking heads like a Bill O'Reilly or a Sean Hannity that is a talking mouthpiece for the state, because they're controlled, trickle down, however you want it. We outfoxed, go look at it, go see that movie. It was really good. I found it very entertaining, and it's not just about Fox. That movie is about Fox, but what the idea that I'm trying to suggest is that it's not all about Fox, that all of these major stations are all programmed like that. And Chris Matthews, you know, I'm not trying to pick on any right wing, I just fired off some names. He's a talking head. He is a controlled mouthpiece. He is told a storyline, and he sticks with it, because that's, one, it's in his best interest, and two, it's probably outside of his ability anymore at this point, and that's with all of these talking heads, to do their own irrational analysis of some of these things and to even try to put some truth into it. I want to get to this Denver Anarchist Black Cross, because this is another disinformation bunch of BS that we tried to clarify back on Friday before DABC actually even had to write this piece, because it was on July 21 that this piece was posted up on their WordPress site. I didn't post the link to this because it just popped up. I hadn't actually seen it, but it fit in exactly with everything that we're talking about. Denver Anarchist Black Cross statement on the mass murder at the Aurora 16 movie complex. And we cut this short. We mentioned last week on Friday that somebody was running around trying to make connections between Anarchist Black Bloc Movement, Occupy, and in this case, because he's Denver, Denver Anarchist Black Cross, which is the anarchist organization that exists in Colorado. I'll read this piece to you, and I'm not bagging on you guys. I stand with the anarchist view more often than not in a lot of things, and I'll explain when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Storm, and we're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Networks. And we're talking about solutions. We're talking about the truth. In this case, we're talking about the theater shooting and what happened here, because it's right here in our backyard in Colorado. And it's got to do with everything that we talk about here as far as how we approach things, the raw digging up of news, even if it's just digitally in front of the computer. It's all right there in front of your face, transparent. And that's the difference that you got to see between that and the talking heads that are getting their talking points and are standing in front of a teleprompter or something like that that's giving them their talking points. They have a producer off screen that shuts them off when they can't. I have a producer, I guess, that's off screen too, but I don't think that he's been commanded to actually shut me off if I say anything, because he probably would have already if that were the case, because I've touched on all of these ideas that this so-called lamestream media never gets at. And I wanted to make that separation because I saw a lot of people complaining about the media coverage of the event. Well, let's separate media coverage and news and information from the sensationalism. If you're going to complain about it, let's actually talk about it and if you're complaining about the news and the presentation of it, in what context are you doing it? Are you talking about the news? Are you talking about the nightly news and their failed ability to present it properly? Or are you talking about the controlled media talking heads like the Sean Hannitys and stuff like that that would tell you what they're told to tell you, even if they don't realize that they're telling you what to tell you, because they're immersed in that culture of programming. They're not stepping outside of their box except when somebody brings them from something outside of their box, and if their job's on the line for it, too much iced tea today. Gotta keep wet. It's cold. The iced tea is cold because it's hot outside. And that was one of these stories that I would have talked about on Friday, was the heat and the drought and everything, and the, oh, worst drought in 50 years and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm just going to throw something out there to you. You realize that a drought can be wiped out in just one rain. One rain. That's all it takes. Right now, we haven't turned our sprinklers on. But the lawn is green, and it's because we've had a couple of decent rains, but we're in this drought too, just like everybody else. Perspective, all of these things. And talking about the truth. And I mentioned this Denver Anarchist Black Cross. Well, this is a group of people here in Colorado who are anarchists by name, and if you ask me, I will define anarchist for you, and that's basically someone like myself who has no use for government, sees that it's completely not just the fact that our government is compromised. I like the idea of cooperative society and even cooperative government, but it's all got to be voluntary. The anarchist, depending on which one you ask, will say that he wants no government. Others will just say that he prefers not to have government in his life, and if the rest of you like government, then go ahead. I'm right in between that sort of anarchist. I'm the, I'm like a liberal anarchist. I like society. I enjoy society. I think that there can be some good in cooperative government, because cooperative government can mean cooperative defense. You don't have to worry about, we could get into all the nationalism and stuff. Let me just read what the actual Denver Anarchist Black Cross statement was about the murders and why. Let me tell you why. And it almost came up on this show, but I stopped it. I was going to talk about this connection, supposed connection between this guy and the Black Bloc. Now, Black Bloc is actually a tactic. There's a group that has acquired this name. It's almost like Al Qaeda. It's a notion, like the Al Qaeda is the database and the base, literally. And so this Black Bloc is almost sort of a similar notion. It's an idea of how to go about, not anarchy, because it's not fair. Anarchists don't mess with other people. This is me. This is me talking. This is my definition of anarchist. This is how I live my life. I don't go around messing with other people unless they mess with me first. That's it. Everything else is voluntary. It's not about breaking the rules or not having any rules or anything. It's just about your rules don't apply because I don't want to participate. I'm not, just leave me out of it. You guys go about your business and do what you want to do. Well, all right. So the anarchists, Denver Black Cross anarchists, DABC, the writing of this statement was prompted by rumors, and Law and I put a stop to this. This guy in Florida had written this story, and it was just a bunch of conjecture, and he's this investigator just trying to capitalize. This is Mr. Sensationalism, not the news. Hello, you know who I'm talking to. You're not listening, but anyway. That's Mr. Sensationalization. That's the guy who's trying to take advantage of a situation. He immediately jumps out there and says that this James Holmes character is involved with this Black Bloc. And as I'm saying, black block is sort of a tactic, and it's about destroying property, things like that, and causing tension. And it's generally what happens, and this is why. Black block is something that you'll find the guys that just did it walk around the corner and start shaking hands with the cops type deal, okay? And so the anarchists of Black Cross here in Denver want to separate themselves from this, and Law and I tried to do a good job of that last week when it came up. We said, look, there's nothing to this. There's nothing founding this. There did come out a picture over the weekend at some point, supposedly, that is of this James Holmes at an Occupy protest being carried away by police in San Diego, not here. Or San Francisco, whichever one it was off the top of my head. Anyway, but not here in Denver, and just the association with Occupy Denver, and just the association with the police, for that matter. Don't put him in a black bloc category or an anarchist category or anything. I don't run around with the anarchist group, but I associate with their ideas, but I'm a We Are Change member. A lot of the people at We Are Change Colorado, I talk about them all the time because they're part of my connection to the real world and the news and the things that are going on, particularly here in Colorado. And many of the members of We Are Change Colorado actually call themselves anarchists and uphold an anarchist value. We have almost no use for government whatsoever. Certainly in our own individual lives, we have no use for government at all. We don't live on the state. We don't want to live off the state, and we don't want the state living off of us. You know, that's it. All right, so into this. Finally, after all of this, I'm just trying to clarify, because this paints a whole bunch of people in different positions that they don't want to be in. As a media outlet, as news on the front range and around the world here, we don't want to be associated with hype. We want to be associated with facts. And, well, same with the Denver Anarchist Black Cross. They want you to know who they are. This is from their WordPress account. Just go denverabc.wordpress.com. And it's the writing of this statement was prompted by rumors circulating the internet that the person alleged to have shot over 70 people in an Aurora movie theater on July 20th was a member of the Denver Anarchist Black Cross. These claims are patently and maliciously false, and that's right, it is malicious. It's kind of done on purpose, or ignorantly, one of the two, or accidentally, just slipping in saying it when you mean something else. Because in Occupy Denver last year, when there was actually a movement, when Black Cross was involved and Black Bloc was involved, and when and there's a connection, but not necessarily between the two. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They're being lumped together, not necessarily fairly, purposely unfairly, I think. James Holmes is not a member of the Denver Anarchist Black Cross, nor is he known to us in any way. He's very generic looking. He could be one of 100 different guys that I saw when I spent some time down at the Occupy Denver protests. The members of Denver ABC, along with any anarchists we have ever met, myself included, even if they don't know it, would never condone the calculated and intentional killing of random people. And that goes for all the people at We Are Change Colorado. There's a reason I'm talking about this, because We Are Change Colorado and DABC has had some cross purposes at times. And not really, though. It's only superficially. They get lumped in with a particular group, this black bloc group that wants to start a bunch of crap with the cops and wants to start a fight. And some of the members of DABC could be classified as black bloc members, or people that hang around with them peripherally could be. And why? Because we know, we saw it, we got it here on tape, we know they're provocateurs within them, and they've gotten lumped in, so it's not fair to them, just like it wasn't fair in the case of them and the ones that were doing this and were requesting and inciting violence down here in Colorado and were picking on the police, were actually trying to stir stuff up with people like ourselves, We Are Change, just because we were saying don't fight with the state's minions. Don't start crap with the police, because the police don't care. And I literally got the police on tape I posted this up on YouTube a year ago, a long time ago. I guess not quite a year ago because it hasn't been quite a year. But back in October when all of this was happening, if you don't know, here at the Occupy movement in Denver, it was one of the bigger, most organic movements, but it had corruption. It had problems, and a lot of it had to do with this black bloc I am separating from the Denver anarchists. I am not lumping them in together, just as We Are Change should not be lumped in with any status views just because we don't want to fight with the police. Understand the difference. Believe me, I had a long, long talk with, well, six of them surrounding me, screaming at me about how they wanted to go at it with the police and how we were pussy pacifists and all of this. And it was just ridiculous. So I'm standing up for the Denver Black Cross because they aren't lumped in just on the surface with this black bloc. This black bloc, like I said, is more of a tactic than a particular group, and it can be found within any of these groups that anyone could come in and compromise. And that includes a We Are Change Colorado, except for one thing. We're already all pacifists. We're not associated. Well, we're all right, don't get me wrong. We're not pacifists, that's the wrong word. We love people and each other and everyone else on the surface, and unless you screw with us, we're not going to screw with you. It's the same as the anarchist philosophy in that regard. They say so themselves. We are, in fact, actively and daily engaged in work to stop such tragic and horrific events of violence at a systematic level. You'll have to go through and read the rest. It's a very long article from DABC. DenverABC.wordpress.com. I didn't post a link because it had just popped up, but I wanted to clarify because that's what we were here doing on Friday. We were clarifying that no black bloc, DABC, that's all BS. It's not a part of what's going on here, and even if it was, it's not the part. It's not necessary. He didn't look like Bane. He looked like a police officer in full tactical gear when he went in there. He did not look like the Joker. Yeah, that's right. Pictures came out today. I talked earlier about the fact that he was in court and that he was sitting there, looked like either he's acting or because he knows he's being watched and this is the performance that he is participating in. And I looked in his eyes, and that might be true. Maybe. It's hard to tell at such a distance and over the camera. If I could see him in person, I could tell you my impression anyway. Sorry, let me get a drink. So that's what we're doing. We're here clearing up these ideas. He shows up in court, that's what I was saying, and he's got red hair. And everybody's running around saying this is the Joker. And this is one of the things that I started to clarify a little bit, but I didn't have all the details last week. You remember me going into it. I hinted. I said, what are you talking about? The Joker has green hair, and then I think I mentioned the Jack Nicholson Joker is maybe having purple hair, but that's not what I meant. He was in the purple suits, but he still had green hair. It was always green, and the lipstick is red. If the lipstick was red and the hair was red and orange, it would blow out. It doesn't work together. It's always been green. It's always been that way. There may have been an iteration, a rare one here or there, or maybe the Joker got some paint in his hair, or maybe he was in a disguise. He has been known as the Red Hood at one point. He's a red hooded figure. That, you know, maybe that's a confusion. And I even found some pictures out there when I was looking on the internet of the Heath Ledger character with a reddish hair, except that it wasn't. It's not. It's not what it was at all. It was the green hair, not highlighted really well, and some of it, his brown, the normal color of his hair showing through. And then there was one in particular that looks really, really red and looks like it's Heath Ledger, and it looks like him in the scene where they're sitting in the cell after they just arrested him the first time, right about the middle of the last movie. And it looks like he's got red hair. Well, that is a wax statue interpretation. I skipped through the movie real quick. This last one is green hair all the way, except for where it wasn't highlighted in a couple of spots particularly well. There's no instance of the Joker with red hair. This is another one of these things that is this came up from out of New York. It didn't even come out of Colorado. Nobody here in Colorado that I know of yet has confirmed anything about this supposed Joker story. In fact, it was New York's police commissioner Ray Kelly that said when they apprehended Holmes, he clearly looked like a deranged individual. Okay, great. Just because people paint their hair, they're deranged? Oh, boy. My wife, she's in trouble. She dyes her hair occasionally. Not very often. She has beautiful red hair. But he had his hair painted red. He said he was the Joker, obviously, quote, the enemy of Batman. Well, one, this movie's not about the Joker. Why would he go like, he would have gone dressed as Bane. He would have gone prepared as Bane. The dude just happened to have orange hair. I don't think that had anything to do with it. It's just another one of these pieces of information, like the $20,000 in gear. It's not true. It just, based on what I saw, and from what I know of actual research, you can do this yourself. Just go to any decent, halfway decent search engine, particularly one that sells stuff. You can buy all of this stuff that we talked about online. You can jump up there and find this out for yourself, that he didn't spend this kind of money. Didn't spend this kind of money even new. We'll be back on My High Liberty Radio and wrap up this talk about the shooter.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. Mountain Hours.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're talking about solutions as always. And, well, right now we're doing this news story. I've spent a lot more time on it, really, than I wanted to, but it's important because the whole Anarchist, the Denver Anarchist Black Cross thing came up, and I wanted to make sure to hit on that. And that just plays into all these other things that are going on and about what we talk about all the time as far as getting involved locally and knowing what's going on and trying to get involved with the community. I was poking a little bit of fun at the anarchists and their organization. I'm exactly the same way. I think exactly the same way. And I'm sure they would answer you thusly if you were to poke fun at them that way. And that's that voluntary association of people is something that anarchism supports. It's not about it's not about that at all. People can come together in organizations and groups and do things together. And DABC and We Are Change Colorado can come together because we hold a lot of the same views and we can help educate each other on maybe some of those things. And it's all, again, about coming together in this community. So I hope that helping paint a clearer picture of what's going on through this whole case of this time that I've spent on this, it just clarifies your understanding literally of the media, of how these things are happening, what the difference is between the media and the talking heads. You know, I want to stress all of these ideas and then on top of it, just stress the notion that you got to come together, be friends, and get past some of these ridiculous ideas that are literally thrown out there on purpose to keep, you know, I mean, to call someone an anarchist in a mainstream media sense is to call them a violent individual who's likely to attack you and destroy your property and he wants to blow up government buildings and blah, blah, blah. You know, you've heard that. It's not a fair characterization, not by any means. Just like calling a Democrat a liberal is not a fair characterization. I'm a liberal. I'm a classic liberal, someone who believes in the notion that you can have voluntary government like our founding fathers did, and that everybody else who doesn't want to volunteer in the government doesn't have to. Hopefully you're like the rest of us and would bring your private arms to bear in defense of the state and your fellow man. In a case like in a movie theater, when a madman goes off, or has been programmed to go off, as the case may be, and I still believe is, until I see anything otherwise, I think it was a programmed event. It's all too pretty. There's any number of things that we've talked about that aren't on these superficial levels. The $20,000 worth of equipment. Who cares? It wasn't $20,000 worth of equipment. It was $6,200 at the most. That's I'm giving them like $1,000 extra for gas in the car and some extra magazines and stuff like that. You know, the 100-round drum that supposedly was there. And to hear supposedly the 223, he didn't give very many shots off with it. He came in firing with the shotgun at first. If it's like any other shotgun you can buy anywhere else in this nation, it probably only holds 3 shots. He would have had to have modified it to hold any more than that. And they said he shot at the back. Oh, I want to talk about this. People keep talking about the canisters. First of all, there's been nothing that said that they were tear gas canisters, just that they were smoke bombs. Second, theaters are built sloping down. If he came in, you didn't notice, and he already threw a canister up the aisle, up above your head, and it comes rolling back down, yeah, you'd think it came in from a second person, too. So, come on, people, perspective. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm done talking about the shooter. We're going to get into some other news and some solutions when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We'll be right back.
This is Farron, host of The Real News Radio. I want to tell you about a must-have complete solar generator. Yes, totally free energy. Power outage.